Today I am chatting with Heather Timms. Why am I doing that? Well, I wanted to find out a little bit about Heather's education experience and a little bit about the new internship she is about to start. Now, Heather lost her sight after completing her A levels, but has gone on to uni to do, believe it or not, maths, and then on to a paid internship as well. Heather, it's been quite a journey then over the past 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of adventures. So after A levels, I didn't feel ready for university, so I started in the working world. So I was a bartender, and then I had a blood clot in my head and went completely blind. So that kind of changed the outlook on the future, and I really wanted to still be a part of society. That's one of the main things that I felt I lost with losing the eyesight. So I was like, I want to be a part of society again. So how could I do that? So I can get a job. How am I going to get a job? I need a qualification. So I thought about it and I really wanted to go to university. I didn't feel ready previously, but I was just like, this is the only way forward really for me. And so I applied, and within the year, I got an unconditional offer to the University of Hertfordshire.
Fantastic. Taking the education out of the equation for the moment, when you lose your sight, you kind of have to almost put your life back together. You have to find new ways of doing everyday tasks. Was that difficult or was that helped, do you think, by your focus on your next step?
Oh, it was really difficult. So I have a love of books. I really, really enjoy reading. And every day, like for about 6 months a year, I picked up a book and was just like, opened it, looked at it, and couldn't read, couldn't see anything on the page. And I was just like, not yet. So I put it back. And then the next day, opened it up, looked, not yet. And it was quite difficult, really, some days, but I knew that my eyesight would get better, but I didn't know by how much. After about 6 months, I could read with a magnifier, which was really nice. So the first book I actually finished cover to cover after the sight loss was The Hobbit. It
It's a good one to just a long one to read.
was only, what, 300, 400 pages? So it's not the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy.
No, that is a long read. So you use a magnifier and you also use screen magnification software now. When you were going to university, was that part of it? It's not just a case of here's the course I want to do, perhaps looking at what support does the university provide?
Yeah, so I was looking around the local university. So I live around Hertfordshire and quite close to the University of Hertfordshire. And I saw that they did a kind of like a foundation, the initial year of extended degree in science. And I thought that would be a very good step to start with because the same place I did my A levels, so it's the same surroundings as previously before the sight loss. And also, I didn't get that good of grades in A levels, so it was a good thing to dab my foot in. Do I actually like education? Do I actually like academia and things? I would only have this 1 year to see if I actually enjoyed it, but to see if I can do it as well.
You progressed at uni then to do maths. I mean, you have a love of reading, presumably you have a love of numbers and algebra and things like that as well then.
Yes, yeah. So another thing that I felt that I'd lost, because I could do the Rubik's Cube in under a minute, and I couldn't do that after the sight loss. So I got given a Rubik's Cube that have different fields on each side, so I can actually do the Rubik's Cube again, and it's under 4 minutes now. It's the problem solving. I really enjoyed problem solving. So Sudoku got me through a lot, and it was one of my coping mechanisms, just flooding myself with problem solving questions. But then I lost that and I had to learn new coping mechanisms with the sight loss because I can't see the numbers.
Does the problem solving then come in handy? We were in lockdown at the moment, easing at different stages. Has that thrown any difficulties in your way in terms of, maybe confidence with social distancing or anything like that?
Oh, yes. Well, it's quite difficult to go out to like an area. I wasn't the most confident with my long cane prior to the lockdown. So socially distancing is quite difficult to add on to the confidence level of walking around by myself.
You're kind of relying on other people perhaps to social distance for you if they see you with the white cane.
Yeah, I try and hope for the best because I live in a quite a nice area, so most people really kind of socially distanced for me. I do try and look at people's feet to try and judge how far away, but I've got tunnel vision in one eye, so distance and depth perception is not my strong point.
Another plus point for you is you've also secured a paid internship with Sainsbury's. That must be fantastic to know that.
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling, and I'm so excited to start. I'll be an analytics intern, so I'll be programming and modelling the data that they've got.
Wow. And there's a point, actually, where you have to do that from home now.
Yes, and when everything's COVID secure, then we can go up to the office, I think.
Was that going to be a bit of a journey for you to get from where you live to where you work?
Yes, it's two train rides away. But luckily, the train station I have to get off at has the same platform for the next train, which is really, really useful. And I'm so happy that I found that.
That's a positive sense, isn't it? From lockdown, you will be working from home. So I suppose it takes a bit of pressure off you as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really happy to learn that I can do the job before I learn the commute.
Well, Heather, best of luck with the internship, and thank you for chatting with us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.